It's Black and Abdallah. Follow us on the gram at Black and Abdallah and at ESPN underscore Chicago. This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
All right, I want to start you with two things, Abdallah, with the Chicago Bears. Bears and Saints on Sunday. That's the matchup we're looking forward to this weekend in the NFL. Here's what I want to start you with. I have a feeling this is going to be one of those games where we have to brace for impact. Have you ever heard someone say that before? Brace for impact? Like, you see it sometimes. Weather reports will sometimes say
brace for... Aren't you supposed to brace for impact? Aren't you supposed to go limp?
It depends on what type of the impact that is. I think you're talking about like a crash.
That's what I feel like you're...
Have you ever seen like a weather report? Like if there's a hurricane coming towards a town, a city, mm-hmm. they say brace for impact, right? Mm-hmm. I've seen on the news a lot in the last week, a lot of bracing for impact when it comes to next week.
Yeah.
You see news people talk about that, right?
Yeah.
I feel like we have to tell Bears fans tonight to brace for impact. And this is why. What may take place on Sunday will look bad, just like it looked bad on Monday. But once again, I am of the belief that things are not as bad as they may appear on Sunday against the Saints. I think the Saints are going to beat the Bears. I think it's going to be a really difficult game for them to win. And I think you will see the offense continue to struggle. And depending on who plays or not for the Chicago Bears, and we can go over the list of individuals who may or may not play, you know, Khalil Mack not at full strength, this defense against an offense that's going to be able to put up points in the Saints, I feel like this is going to be one of those situations where on Monday, when we come back to do the show, a lot of Bears fans are going to be very upset that the Bears have now dropped two games in a row. And the reason I point out that we should brace for impact is because we saw this coming. We saw this coming from the start of the season. This two-game stretch was going to be very difficult. Los Angeles Rams, New Orleans Saints, short week, back-to-back games, national TV. We knew that these two games were going to be tough.
Mm-hmm.
So you brace for impact and kind of look at the situation and acknowledge that this is a tough spot in the schedule. And if the Bears lose, not all hope is lost. This team may still very well be a good team and a team that gets to the playoffs. And thus, I am trying to prepare Bears fans over the course of this weekend to brace for impact.
You're just preparing them for impact for this game? Because I look at this, Chris, and I look at this and last week's loss against the Rams as what could be the beginning of the end.
See, and like, there you go. Just running right off the cliff. You just think this team is just going to go right over the edge, and that's it for this group.
Well, I mean, you look at the schedule, and you look at the team.
I'm trying to make sure Bears fans are okay.
I am. I'm telling you to embrace for the worst, because then when they surprise you with the win, you're like, oh, okay, all right. Have the lowest expectations possible, so then you're surprised when things go your way, right? So, to me, you look at it's a way to live your life.
Yeah, I guess it is.
So, to me, you look at this, and they lose to the Rams. They're more than likely going to lose to the Saints. They could go out there and win, but, you know, probably not. Especially with no Allen Robinson, no Cody Whitehair, maybe a hobbled Khalil Mack. Like, it's not looking good. And then you've got the Titans. And the Titans, you can score on the Titans, but they've played teams that they can score on, and they haven't been able to score, right? So then you play the Vikings, who you have more times than not had their number. Like, Matt Nagy knows how to beat the Vikings, but is the personnel going to be available to beat the Vikings? Then you have the bye week. So this could be a 5-5 team. This could be a 6-4 team heading into the bye. 6-4 after starting 5-1. You're 6-4 now, okay? Then afterwards, you have very winnable games. So you have games that'll be fine. But I'm saying these next two games, this three-game stretch of the Rams, Saints, and the Titans is the toughest stretch of the schedule. This is the toughest stretch. They will still more than likely make the playoffs. But this is a tough stretch, Bears fans. So be prepared. Like you said, Chris, brace for impact. But I'm not just saying one game. I'm saying this is possible a three-game skid here with the Rams, the Saints, and the Titans.
All right. See, I thought you would go that way because you are doom and gloom, Abdallah. You are Adam Hater, Abdallah. You just cannot stand a team that's victorious in this town with a good vibe and trying to find some victories. And I get it. You just want to be negative here on this Friday.
I'm not trying to be negative.
I'm not
going to
let you bring me down because I've got stats to come back at you.
Here's the problem, Chris. I tell you this. Maybe it's the chair. Maybe it's that seat that's doing it to you, calling people haters left and right. When you and I have been the realists on this station.
I only say it sarcastically.
When you and I have been the realists on this station, realistically, this team is a dog on Sunday. They're more than likely going to be a dog at the Titans on next Sunday on the 8th, and then they will probably be, based on those two games, I would say it's a 2.5 to 2 point spread for Monday Night Football for the Saints, that the Bears are going to be a favorite, or not the Saints, the Vikings, that the Bears will be a favorite. So to me, you embrace for a three-game skid here. Embrace for a three-game skid. It's going to look bad, but because you stacked wins at the beginning of the season, and because the schedule eases up after the bye, you're probably going to be fine. You're still probably going to make the playoffs.
Bleck and Abdallah here on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app. Can I give you the stats now?
Sure.
All right, here are the stats, because I knew you would go doom and gloom. You'd say, look at the schedule.
I'm not doom and gloom. I'm still saying you're going to make the playoffs. Well, how's that doom and gloom?
Here you go. After this week. Now, a stat that I like to look at when I try to figure out good defenses in the National Football League is a stat, defensive yards per play. Mm-hmm. And when you look at the Chicago Bears, they struggled against the Rams. Mm-hmm. They struggled against the Colts.
Okay.
Two teams have some pretty good defensive players,
true,
right?
True, true.
The Saints rank 11th in defensive yards per play. So, again, this weekend, it is going to be tough for the Bears to score. I concede all of that. Doom and gloom of Dahl over there. But the eight games after this Saints game, and why I am suggesting that people brace for impact for this, because we know it's going to happen, but I think there are clear skies on the other side of this weekend. Listen to the ranking of the defenses in defensive yards per play the rest of the way out.
Okay.
This is every single team that the Bears are going to play the rest of the way out. 23rd, 25th, 21st, 20th, 27th, 25th, 31st, 21st.
Okay.
So they will be going against defenses that they're going to be able to score against, even though they are bad offensively. And just being able to score some points is going to help this team along. I think they're going to be able to win some games. So again, brace for impact. Doom and gloom Abdallah over there. I get it.
I never said, you want to paint this narrative like the guy in the chair who normally sits in that chair. That's fine. You want to be. No.
Carmen?
Before that.
Greeny?
Before that.
What else you got there?
So my point to you is, that's great. What are the Panthers? Do me a favor. You got stats on the Panthers there? Is what they are in yards, whatever, per down play when cats are running around there? Whatever stats you want to use to make your Bears point?
I can look it up for you.
Look it up, because I'm telling you this, that the Titans
and they
are 17th. They did, but they only scored 23 points.
No, I know, but they controlled the football game. That's the point I'm making. And they won that football game. They controlled it.
Okay.
At no point were the Panthers ever threatening to win that game.
Okay.
They weren't. So I get it. Yes. Are they going to crush opponents? No. The point I'm making is they're facing tough defenses in this couple weeks, and it's not something to just say this team is completely awful because of it.
And I'm telling you that the Titans are the 17th best in DVOA. The Vikings are 15th best in DVOA.
Okay.
And after the bye, the Packers are 22nd in defensive DVOA. So those are teams, they're middle of the pack, but they're still not awful defenses.
I don't understand. You just gave me a stat that actually proved my stat to be a better stat.
No, it didn't.
Yeah, you did. What is Green Bay ranked on your
22nd.
Okay.
What's Tennessee?
And Green Bay is ranked 21st.
What's Tennessee? What's Tennessee?
Tennessee's 23rd.
17th on mine.
Okay.
What's Minnesota?
But I was asking
about
Green Bay.
What's Minnesota? What's Minnesota?
I was asking about Green Bay.
What's Minnesota?
25th.
Oh, 15th on mine.
I don't
you
even
wanna
know.
You want to have a stat off?
I don't even know what you're off? Arguing now.
You want to have a, you want to call names and have a stat off? We could do this all night.
I'm not calling names.
We
can
do
just
this until 6:58.
A little doom and gloomish here on a Friday.
Doom and gloom?
Peter on the south side. You're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Peter?
How's it going, fellas? Just want to say shout out to Spike Dudley really quick. Nothing. I'm not too
shout
worried
to
about the Bears coming up.
Peter.
Spike Dudley.
Peter. Who?
Yep.
Shout out to who?
Spike Dudley.
Who's that?
A group of guys back home.
Oh, gotcha. Shout out to the guys.
Yeah.
We just couldn't hear. We want to make sure they could hear you.
Yeah, absolutely. Nothing. I'm not too worried about them coming up. I like diving into all the things. You know, there's a lot to work on offensively. Our defense is always sound and everything, but what I just keep coming back to, and I can't help but keep coming back to this, is we don't have a quarterback. And I think that the reason we don't have a quarterback is because the McCaskies overlooked Deshaun Watson and Patrick Mahomes because of their skin color, and I think that they're responsible for this hole that we're in.
Well,
and
Peter, the McCaskies did not draft Mitchell Trubisky. That was Ryan Pace. He selected Mitchell Trubisky because he fell in love with him. Did he go through the full interview process with Deshaun Watson like he should have? No, he didn't. It was a terrible move by Ryan Pace.
Mm-hmm.
McCaskies didn't make that pick. It was Ryan Pace. And if you don't want Ryan Pace here, I can agree with that because this team, chances are, if you look at Abdallah's stats here, that they're not going to make the playoffs.
Nope, I said they're going to make the playoffs. Don't put words. Don't be that guy in the chair that puts words in people's mouth.
Greeny?
Nope.
Waddle?
No.
Carmen?
No.
Thank you for the call, Peter. But I do not think it was a McCaskey thing. I think Ryan Pace is just not good at selecting quarterbacks. Thus, why there were quarterbacks on the open market this season, and we have Nick Foles as a backup. Mitchell and Desplaines, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Mitchell?
Hey, guys, how are you? Chris, Team Sagittarius. Chris, I don't know your sign, but I can tell you the point.
I'm a Gemini. Gemini.
Okay, Gemini. Yeah. Well, it's so interesting because Gemini's opposite sign is Sagittarius, and that's why you guys are partners. Like, Silva, he's a Virgo. Yeah. The opposite sign of Virgo is Pisces, and that's what Tom is.
Is so it like Paul Abdul and MC Scat Cat?
No, it's more kind of like Daltrey and Rogers, Simmons and Stanley, Halen or Van Halen, or Eddie Van Halen and Dean Lee Roth. That would be the yin and the yang. That would be your seventh house of partnerships. Now, your point counterpoint is exacerbated because we're on the precipice, Chris and Team Sagittarius, on a full moon right now. We're gonna have it tomorrow morning in Taurus. And it's also a blue moon, so it's the second full moon that we've had in the month of October. And what happens is that moon is sitting right next to the planet Uranus, and that's also in Taurus. So there's this very much a unpredictable, shocking aspect to this full moon. Now, during full moon, folks, our tempers flare. There's an increased amount of conflict. Because the energy is traversing up, pushing up against gravity. Now, what I want you guys to do is this. Focus on the academic analysis of why, Chris, you made this wonderful observation about brace yourself. I love the way that you brought that up, because when the Bears enter on Sunday, they're going to have a paradigm shift, and that means that they're going to find all these flaws. And let me tell you something I've been consistent this entire time. He's not the scapegoat like Trubisky. He's head and shoulders better, but he's handicapped, Chris and Team Sagittarius. He's handicapped by the ineptitude of Nagy and not basically, committing to the run. And keep this in mind. When Trubisky was playing, he had what I call a nice little scapegoat in Tariq Cohen with these stupid vertical, passes to kind of bail him out. And, you could do all the analytics comparing and contrasting Trubisky and how Foles is, that's basically equal or he's actually less. I disagree. Because he throws a better deep ball, he actually throws downfield, and the biggest systemic problem that faces the Bears is not Foles, it's their lack of commitment to the run, and you have to really question the integrity and decision-making of that head coach. And where does that come from? So you're starting to see, I think, Chris, to your point, this brace yourself moment, because the cracks, it's like being on the crack of a Titanic. No matter how you change decks, you have nowhere to run. Okay,
right.
you're gonna be in the water. And I tell you this, that offensive line. Okay, the reason why for those Trubisky lovers. Okay, let me tell you this. The reason why Nagy won't go back to Trubisky. Okay, because he's so lost in the sauce that given the nature of any games playing further, he would look stupid. They're actually saving him a dumpster of embarrassment. Okay? So let Foles do his magic. And Foles has a lot of gumption. I like his cerebralness. And he's going to call out Coach Nagy. It's come out a few times, not just once. If you watch and pay close, you guys, pay close attention, not to the words, but to the action.
Mitchell,
actions
real quick. Mitchell, real quick. What's the bottom line?
Bottom line is this, folks. I think on Sunday, to Chris's point, brace yourself. You might see something that you haven't seen before that's going to expose the Bears in a way that really makes this a lot worse than you think.
Thank you, Mitchell.
You're listening to Black and Abdallah.
ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports. This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
This is Black and Abdallah on ESPN 1000.
The news today out of Hallis Hall, Cody Whitehair is out this week against the Saints. Allen Robinson is doubtful. Khalil Mack questionable. Eddie Jackson questionable. Michael Thomas from the Saints, he is out. Some of the notable names, taking a look as we head into this matchup. And the reason I bring this up, Adam, as we head into Week 8, Saints and Bears on the lakefront, this game, what we will see from the Chicago Bears, we can lay out all the things that are wrong with this team. The offense, the offensive line, lack of running game, lack of scoring points in general. The defense at times this year getting pushed around. Don't come at me. At times they've been pushed around by teams like the Colts and the Rams.
Oh, yeah.
The reason I bring this up is Sunday's game will be on Ryan Pace. And the reason I say it's on Ryan Pace, I listed off a whole bunch of names that are questionable and or out for this game. A lot of injuries the Bears are dealing with players at high-priced positions. Khalil Mack, Eddie Jackson, Allen Robinson, right? Cody mm-hmm. Whitehair on the line. Those are major players for this team. This game's on Ryan Pace because in the NFL, good teams have depth. And depth wins in the NFL, and injuries happen. And we will see the type of depth this team has on it this weekend against the Saints, because if Ryan Pace has built a good team from top to bottom, we will see some of that depth get in the game and be serviceable. And the Bears won't look like a team that's missing a whole bunch of different starters on the offense and the defense. If this team has enough depth, it will come back to Ryan Pace. That's what I think when we head into this matchup this weekend.
Well, absolutely. And look at the, this goes back to the draft, right? Look at their draft picks from this year. Cole Kmet in the second round. Where's he been? Jalen Johnson has been outstanding.
He's been very good.
Outstanding. Travis Gibson, he's been okay, right? Kendall Vildor?
Yeah, he was a villain in Harry Potter, right?
No, he went to Georgia Southern.
Okay.
And they picked him up in the fifth round.
Isn't there a bad guy that's a name that sounds like that?
Voldemort.
Yeah. Okay.
Kendall Vildor. I don't think that's a real pick. Right, and then a fifth round, 173 overall, Darnell Mooney. Great pick.
Mooney's been good.
Great pick. And then you wait until the seventh round to draft your offensive lineman. Arlington Hambright has been inactive every single week. Lacavius Simmons, I don't even know if he's still on the team. The point is, you needed offensive line help. Where's the offensive line help this year? Where's the offensive line depth? I don't think people were chomping at the bit to draft Cole Kmet. I feel like if you wanted to, you could have gotten that at 50, but then you might not have had Jalen Johnson, so you're trying to figure out what you want to do there. Maybe you didn't need Travis Gibson. Maybe in that fifth round, you take offensive line help. I just think you needed more bodies. You needed more bodies because you're showing now your lack of depth at your top position, and it all starts. Kyle Long joined Waddle and Sylvie earlier today, about an hour ago, and talked about it. When you have injuries to your interior line, it screws up everything on offense. The entire offense gets screws up because those guys are coming right into the quarterback's face when the interior linemen go down and you're dealing with backups. But you need good depth there. When you've got two, three guys that are injured on the offensive line, then obviously they're not going to be successful on offense. But now you see more and more injuries piling up, and this is something that Ryan Pace has not been able to do, and that is draft depth. Where are the guys that, I guess this year you had one guy when they decided when they when they um when they picked up the when they re-signed. I'm trying to think of the guy that they let go. Why can't I think of him off the top of my head? And he's playing. Help me out.
I don't know what you're
saying.
They
chose Danny Trevathan over him.
He plays for the Raiders.
He plays for the Raiders now, yeah.
Kwiatkowski.
Yeah, Nick Kwiatkowski. They chose to move on from Nick Kwiatkowski, and he's productive, right? My point is that when you get players that are backups, that are good, that are leaving, right? That's the idea is like, oh, we've got to pick between these two guys. We have to pick between these two guys. You need depth of position. So they chose Danny Trevathan over Nick Kwiatkowski. My point is that you need to have that kind of depth where other teams are like, man, how are we going to get this? This guy's not getting a lot of snaps. We think he's really good. Maybe we can trade for him and he can shore up our offense. My point is that the Bears don't have any of those guys. The Bears don't have any guys that are sitting on the bench that were like, why isn't this guy getting more time? He's supposed to be really good. Why isn't he getting more time? They don't have any of these guys. They're just not utilizing their guys. They need more depth. They need depth at the position because they don't even have good depth at their starters on the offensive line.
To address the point about what Ryan Pace did in the draft, I don't have a problem with Kmet and Johnson as his first two picks in the second round. I think Kmet will turn into a really good player, a productive player, and it was a position of need. Mm-hmm. They need a stud tight end. Hopefully he gets into the game a little bit more and they use him more, so it's justified. I don't have a problem with Kmet and Johnson. I think the problem is just over the course of Ryan Pace being GM, he has done a bad job of getting that back of the roster depth, having a shot to step in and to make impact. And that's what you're talking about with what they had with Kwiatkowski, is he was a guy who was on later in the depth chart, who when he got opportunities, he excelled. And those are the type of players that this team needs. And this is the type of game with the injuries that they're going to have at star positions. They're going to need some guys to step up. And we'll see what kind of depth this team has throughout the roster.
I'm not saying that any of the Bears starters are a victim of this. But we've talked about depth before the season started and how the key to success is having guys who test your other guys. For the most part, the Bears have locks at all of their positions, right? Like, the only true competition was the quarterback competition, right? They didn't have a lot of competition at the defense and on any position on defense. They didn't have a lot of competition for any position on the offense besides quarterback.
Well, and that sets your team up to be a bad team.
Yep.
Like we can erase what we've seen to this point in the season. If you're given that information, and you said, okay, how do you think this team is going to fare in the season? My response would be, that's not a team I'm expecting to take a step forward. Usually what we see are teams that have guys challenging for starting spots and then taking that seat from a guy who's an older vet. Those are the teams like the Ravens, who we see. You know, the Colts were a team like that a couple of years ago.
The 49ers,
the Patriots of the past, the Steelers. Those are the teams where all of a sudden it's like, who's this guy? Wait, should he be on my fantasy team? Oh, is that he's from that school? Oh, okay. Now he's got impact on the team. James in the Twitch chat, you can watch us on Twitch tonight, ESPN 1000 Chicago. James says, is the talent being developed? And I think it's a fair question for both, right? Like, is it the talent on the roster being developed to be utilized on Sunday? Or is the talent just not good enough overall to be used on Sunday?
Where's Riley Ridley? He can't return kicks?
He played in the SEC. Apparently, he's not good enough to dress, which is embarrassing.
You got to bring in a dude to return kicks? You can't just say, hey, get out there and return punts.
Tom in Oak Lawn, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Tom?
What's up, guys? So, yes, the offensive woes have been documented, but one thing that I don't think people are really talking about too much is the Bears run defense. That's what gets me scared, because first of all, you have Alvin Kamara coming out with the Saints, you got Derrick Henry with the Titans, you got Dalvin Cook with the Vikings with a head coach who wants to run the ball. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure Aaron Jones will be healthy by the time they play the Packers, and we've already seen them get gashed by an aging Adrian Peterson. We saw them not be able to be able to contain against the Colts with Jonathan Taylor. We saw Ronald Jones run all over them. We saw the Rams do it with a number of guys last week. They're just They're getting gashed through as far as their run defense, and part of it is not being disciplined within their gaps, and part of it is that just guys not wrapping up when they're tackling. They're going for those big hits when they should be trying to wrap up guys as they tackle, and then also not containing on the outside and forcing everybody inside to where the linebackers and where the strong safeties and the DBs are. So, and people not doing their responsibilities. So, and I think we need to talk more about what this defense needs to do in order to step up on their. I mean, I don't have the DVOA stat. I'm sure you guys do. I still don't understand what DVOA is. So, but they've got to shore up this run defense so that they don't get gassed in these coming weeks.
Yeah, and DVOA is down and distance. They take into effect every single play in the NFL season. It's a efficiency stat. So they look into overall team efficiency and then the different units, defense, offense, special teams, and they take a bunch of different metrics with down and distance and how much yardage you gain and what you do throughout a football game into that DVOA stat. The other thing I would point to is the Bears run defense this year, opponent rushing yards per game, the Bears are 15th, giving up 119 yards per game on the ground. So their defense is great, but they do, like Tom says, give up a lot of yardage on the ground. Coming up next, we have had a situation here at the station where somebody here at the station has been using Abdallah's hot sauce.
We got more?
We have some new information tonight and new exclusive audio the program as the hot sauce bandit is still out there. We'll talk about it next.
You're listening to Black and Abdallah on ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports. This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
I'd like you to meet someone who's really special.
It's Black and Abdallah.
A real inspiration.
Follow us on the gram at Black and Abdallah and at ESPN underscore Chicago.
I wouldn't say it's necessarily an issue because, see, Adam is not upset. I'm speaking for you because you're not angry that someone's using your hot sauce here in the station.
No, not at all.
But it is interesting that someone is legitimately messing with you.
No, because, here's my thing, right?
Because they are playing games with you and your hot sauce.
No, like what? Like all I say is, if you enjoy the sauce,
yeah,
let me know. And I'll just get more sauce. Like, it's not a cost per sauce ratio.
Yeah, you're not upset.
I'm not upset. And do you like better sauce? You want to start trying new hot sauces? Like,
oh, like each week you bring a different sauce?
Yeah, whoever this is, if we're sharing sauce, like let's start a thing. Let's do a sauce of the week club or like a sauce of the month club or something like that. I'm in no way upset about this whatsoever.
So here on the show, Black and Abdallah with you here on ESPN 1000. And the ESPN Chicago app, we've opened an investigation on the hot sauce. Abdallah brings hot sauce. He stores it in the refrigerator here at the radio station. There's very few of us who are coming into work. A lot of people working from home. But in the last 2 weeks, some sales individuals have been entering the building to work from their desks here at the station. Now, we stay separated, all of us who are working on shows and then the sales staff, everyone who's in the building, very socially distanced. But someone has started messing with your hot sauce, and we figured it out last week. It was what, last Wednesday?
Yeah, I believe so.
You brought to the show this information that someone has been using your hot sauce. So we set up a trap.
Yeah.
We set up a audio recording in the kitchen to try and hear and figure out whether or not someone was messing around with the hot sauce. And this is what we picked up on a little digital recorder.
That's someone using my sauce. You can hear the microwave in the background. Food's done.
That's a lot of sauce.
I know. I'm well aware.
And that's where the recording ends. They saw the recorder.
Found the recorder and disposed of it somehow.
It stopped.
Yeah.
So last Friday, back in the summer, I set up a snitch hotline here at the station because the NBA had their bubble, and they set up a snitch hotline for the NBA bubble. So if they saw something wrong with COVID-19 protocols, you could call the snitch hotline and you could say, hey, LeBron James is outside of the bubble.
Mm-hmm.
He should be eliminated from the NBA playoffs.
Someone got food delivered.
Yeah, right.
There's someone in someone else's room that shouldn't be in there.
Yeah, and that happened in the NBA bubble.
I hear weird noises.
So we set it up, and it's a stupid bit that we did back in the summer. And we all left voicemails, and basically all the voicemails were pointing that Cap was violating protocol here in the office. It was funny. It's what we did. But the snitch hotline still exists. And on Friday of last week, the Hot Sauce Bandit left Abdallah this voicemail.
Hello, Adam. This is the Hot Sauce Bandit. I've enjoyed using your sauce on eggs, meat, and poultry. I've heard you noticed the amount of sauce I am consuming on a daily basis. My meat was dry without your sauce. The sauce put my lunch over the top. I have left you a new bottle of hot sauce. Be aware, I am watching you. I will use the rest of your bottle before opening my own. I will continue to enjoy your sauce. Good luck trying to figure out my true identity. Your sauce is my sauce. I am the Hot Sauce Bandit. Goodbye, Adam.
Okay, and so we all have access to this hotline, right?
Mm-hmm.
This snitch hotline here at the station, ESPN 1000 snitch hotline.
There we do. We all know the number.
We had some high-level executives here at the station point to a few sales individuals.
Big suits.
Really pointing fingers all over the place.
Big suits.
All the talk here in the office. Adam pointed out at one specific on-air host as a prime suspect.
I did. I had my list of suspects, and I had my list of non-suspects.
He listed Carmen DeFalco as the main suspect. Mm-hmm. And then this week on Tuesday, the Hot Sauce Bandit left another voicemail. This is from Tuesday.
Hello, Adam. How is your hot sauce today? Enjoying the sauce, are we? Tasty. I have a riddle for you. Tear one off and scratch my head. What once was red is black instead. Good luck with trying to find my true identity. I'm watching you. I'm using your sauce. You can't stop me. I am the Hot Sauce Bandit.
Okay, so that was Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
And then Carmen DeFalco reached out to you personally.
Okay. So I made the Carmen DeFalco the prime suspect, and people were tweeting at him, and people were mentioning him, and it was basically because of three reasons. The use of the word poultry. That's a very Carmen thing. He's a food guy. He's a food guy. He's a food guy. He's a guy. You see the videos. And he's a guy that likes flavor. He appreciates a good bourbon. He appreciates a good seasoning on a steak, a good seasoning on a piece of poultry, a piece of fish. So I assumed it was him. Also, the technology that was used to make that voice possible.
Right.
He's one of the younger hosts on the station. He's older than us, but after that, it's like, it's us and then him, right? And so, I mean, there's a gap, but, not for nothing. And then it was the innuendos and the puns. The innuendos and the puns. And it got back to him from one of our high-level executives here.
Yes.
Who thought I was upset.
Yeah.
So Carmen came to me.
So this was all off air.
Carmen
is such a nice guy.
Very nice guy.
He was worried that
I was mad.
Abdallah was mad, so he contacted him off the air.
And I'm not mad at all.
To confess, and he confessed.
He said that I'm not the Hot Sauce Bandit. I have a bum tum. Huh. It's been bum since I drank out of the Stanley Cup.
Huh.
And I cannot do the... And I said, that's fine. I appreciate your honesty. I appreciate you coming forward. I trust you. I did the eye test. I did the Larry David. I did the...
So... this happens on Tuesday. Carmen reaches out on Wednesday. The investigation is still open because we don't know who the Hot Sauce Bandit is. Well, we have coming up next exclusive audio. There is a third voicemail you have to hear. It was released today to the hot sauce
hotline.
Snitch hotline.
The hot sauce hotline. The hotline.
Are you okay over
there? The hot sauce hotline. Listen, I see what's going on. There's something going on right now behind the scenes of the show. There is Cubs news.
Yeah, we see it. Yeah, they declined the option
on Lester, and they picked up the. They're going to pick up the option on Rizzo.
Is this Jesse
on
line one
today? We had
is
Lester
Jesse
on today.
The hot sauce bandit.
Jesse, have you been eating?
Jesse, are you the hot
Jesse,
sauce?
Have
bandit?
You been eating my hot sauce? Have you been coming into the office and eating my hot sauce?
I don't like hot sauce.
Then I don't care about your Cubs news.
We got the Cubs news.
We have the internet.
You're trying to jump on with Cubs news. Can you get the Cubs news in? Go ahead.
If I had any of your hot sauce, go ahead with the Cubs news.
Tell us the Cubs news.
Well, I don't think anybody's too surprised, but I guess this year you might be a little bit on the Rizzo thing because only three other team options have been picked up: Starling Marte and a couple others. That's it, and so Rizzo's the fourth, I believe, option picked up by a team. Everybody else has been said, you know, has been told, "Hey, you're a free agent." So. I know Cub fans were a little nervous because all these other guys were let go, Colton Wong and Brad Hand and these guys. So, but the Cubs are retaining Rizzo. It'll be announced tomorrow, $16.5 million. It'll be his final year as a Cub under contract, and then we'll see. And, of course, the big question, you know, John Lester, will he return? I'd probably put it at more than 50% he does, but no guarantee. I mean, his people need to hear the right number, and the Cubs don't have a ton to spend. But, you know, he probably doesn't deserve a big contract. He knows that, so we'll see. But at least Rizzo is back for one more year.
Thank you, Jesse.
You got it, guys. Take care.
No hot sauce for you?
No, I hate hot sauce. I will burn you. You will laugh if you see me have hot sauce. Okay. You will crack up. You will be on the floor crying because I run for the faucet for whatever I can put in my mouth because I am bad with the hot stuff.
Love you, Jesse.
Thank you, Jesse.
Take care, guys.
So what were we saying?
I don't hot sauce hotline.
Yeah, there's a new.
Oh, there's a new voicemail.
There's a new voicemail.
So Carmen is out. I'm at a loss.
We got a break.
I have no idea what's going on.
Justin took it too long there.
We all have Twitter.
We'll be back.
You're listening to Black and Abdallah on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports. This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
This is Black and Abdallah on ESPN 1000.
Podcast of Black and Abdallah on the ESPN Chicago app. Make sure you download the new ESPN Chicago app. Thank you to Sean Davis for producing tonight's show. So there was a new voicemail left by the Hot Sauce Bandit for Adam Abdallah. This is brand new, exclusive audio to the program. We have not heard this yet. Here you go, Adam. This is the new one. This is now the third voicemail left by the Hot Sauce Bandit, the person here at the office using your hot sauce. Take a listen.
Hello, Adam. How is your hot sauce today? I've enjoyed your sauce on my lunch all week. Happy Halloween, Adam. What's your favorite scary movie? Do you want to play a game? We'll play movie trivia. First question, who is the killer in Halloween?
Oh,
wrong.
Oh.
Second question, name the killer in Friday the 13th.
Jason Voorhees.
Wrong.
No, that's correct.
You should know Jason's mother, Mrs. Voorhees, was the original killer.
The original killer, yes. I
Jason
know, yeah.
didn't show up
yes,
until the sequel.
Sequel, yes, I know.
Looks
this
like
is just,
I get to
yeah.
keep enjoying your
yep.
hot sauce.
Yep, I understand.
You will never
yep.
find out who I am.
Yep, yeah.
I'm the hot sauce bandit.
Yes, I'm also playing along because of the scream, because of Scream. Yes, yes. Okay. This narrows it down. What I was doing there and what the Hot Sauce Bandit was doing is bit from Scream. That's the opening to Scream, right? Because he asks her.
So you're saying that you were acting and you were not being...
Of course, because that's what Drew Barrymore does.
Okay.
So now, this narrows it down. Someone who is stealing the hot sauce, not stealing, using and then replacing. Someone who is using the hot sauce, right? Who doesn't want me to be their friend, because all I want to do is be hot friends with them.
That is so creepy.
Right?
That voicemail is so creepy.
This is what has happened. There's also a new Twitter account out there, at the Hot Sauce Bandit, that was just created. This takes the age bracket and cuts off anyone over 40. Anyone over 40.
There are people over 40 in this office that love to use Twitter and
not
different
that, not
websites.
Not that can not can use not that can use the can recite the beginning of Scream like that. I think I know who I'm looking at now.
Mark in Lincoln Park, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Mark?
Hello, boys. I'm I don't even know where to go with this right now. Listen, first of all, I'm happy Jesse called in about Rizzo. That's awesome. But Adam, your food in a common refrigerator at a workplace, is it labeled or not? That's the first. Secondly, you're talking about a condiment, my man. That is up for grabs for anybody. But thirdly, if it is a hot sauce condiment, Adam, it does not need to be refrigerated. Check out any good
No,
hot
I understand
sauce.
That. We've been over this. Mark, you're late to the party.
Yes.
No, we understand this. I get it. I like my hot sauce cold. I like my hot sauce cold. Also,
I don't care. Hey, it's a condiment. But listen, it's got to be Zetterman or Carmen at this point.
Well, it's not Carmen. I've talked to Carmen. It's not Carmen unless he's trying to throw me off the scent.
It could be Zetterman. I don't think it's Cap. That's what I'm telling you.
It's definitely not Cap.
Listen, and it's protein. Whoever's eating it, it's on the protein diet because it's meat and eggs.
Hmm.
Are you sure it's not Cap? Cap's been going at you for some time.
Well, he's not Fat Cap now. I mean, he's like on the armchair nutritionist.
He doesn't want the sauce.
He doesn't want your sauce?
No.
Thank you, Mark.
Let's get back to the Bears. Let's get back to Rizzo. Let's get on point.
Nah, they'll be fine.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you for the phone call.
Bears lose, Rizzo's still around. That's fine. We've covered it.
All right. So so there you have it.
Here's my theory.
This is the night before Halloween.
Here's my theory.
As this has just gotten strange.
Here's my theory.
Here at ESPN 1000.
It's one of two people now. It's one of two people now. And it's actually one of three people, I think. Because I'm now opening the door back
it's
up.
It's one of two people. That it's one of three.
I'm opening the door back up to the morning show. Because here's what I think.
You think this is a morning show bit?
When I use my hot sauce, I use it in the afternoon. I use it before Waddle and Sylvie. I eat my lunch around 1:30 before we get the show started at 2 o'clock. And I put my sauce in a spot. And when I come in the next day, the last 2 days, my sauce has been in a different spot.
Okay.
So this is either a nighttime job under the cover of darkness, or this is a morning gig. Because it's not Carmen, and it's not Yurko.
I think it's a morning gig.
I think it's a morning gig, too. And I don't think it's Cap, and I don't think it's Hood.
Huh.
There's two other people on that show.
Huh.
It's not JR. I don't think you can handle it.
I also think JR would ask.
JR would tell me.
He wouldn't mess with you.
Yeah. No. I don't think anybody's messing with me.
Someone's messing with you.
Well, the voicemails and stuff is messing with me. So that leaves two people. That leaves two people. It's pretty easy to figure out who they are.
Danny Zetterman?
I'm not going to name names.
Jeff Mellor. Those are the two other people that work that show.
I'm not going to name names. I'm not going to make accusations. I got in trouble last time I made accusations.
Well, no. Carmen came clean to you that he's not the guy.
But the higher up thought I was upset. And by I am not upset. I just want to be sauce friends with someone.
Do you want to hear that voicemail one more time?
I think we should. Just so I can get
see if there's any more clues.
Uh-huh.
Hello, Adam.
Mm-hmm.
How is your hot sauce today? I've enjoyed your sauce on my lunch all week.
See? Okay.
Happy Halloween,
Stop
Adam.
It. Stop it. Stop it.
What's your
Stop
favorite it. Scary movie? Do you want to play a game? We'll play movie trivia. First question, who is the killer in Halloween?
Hmm.
Wrong. Second question, name the killer in Friday the 13th.
Hmm.
Wrong. Hmm. You should know Jason's mother, Mrs. Voorhees, was the original killer.
Hmm.
Jason didn't show up until the sequel.
Hmm.
Looks like I get to keep enjoying your hot sauce.
Hmm.
You will never find out who I am.
Hmm.
I'm the Hot Sauce Bandit.
Hmm.
There you go. Third voicemail.
I think I have a top suspect.
Yeah?
I think I have another top suspect.
You got a name?
I'm just gonna say, look at the eyes. Look to the eyes.
Oh, you're going after Zetterman?
Look to the eyes.
Wow.
Look to the eyes. I didn't say his name. Meller's got eyes, too.
We will be back tomorrow for Chicago's College Tailgate at 11 a.m.
You're listening to Black and Abdallah.
ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports.
Danny likes trivia.